Today, Bob Darden is a college professor in Waco, Texas, but in 1960, he was a small child whose father had just brought home the family's first three LP phonograph records. Two of them he didn't care about, but...
The third was Mahalia Jackson's Christmas album. And my parents say, about age six or so, that I played Mahalia's album over and over.
A thrill of the weary world rejoices.
Darden's fascination lasted throughout his life. He eventually became gospel music editor for Billboard magazine. Then in 2005, Darden, frustrated that it was getting harder to find the music that he loved, wrote a letter to the New York Times complaining that black gospel was disappearing. A man named Charles Royce read the letter, he said,
and called that day and said, "Tell me what we need to do, and I'll help fund it."
Royce's gift was used to create the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University, where Darden was teaching. As of today, Darden says,
"We have 8,000 plus individual sides digitized and cataloged, and more coming in every day."
That's 8,000 mostly 45 RPM gospel records, the little ones that held one song per side, from the 1940s to 1970s. In 2011, the collection came to the attention of former First Lady Laura Bush, who has a home in Waco and is on the Cultural Council of the Smithsonian Institution's new Museum of African American History and Culture. Dwandalyn Reese is the museum's curator of music and performing arts.
They let us know of this wonderful project that was going on in Texas, and then a team of people came up to show us the project and what they've accomplished, and we were all very impressed.
The fact that these are 45 RPM records turned out to be very important in an unexpected way. 45s always had a side called the hit side with the popular song, and then the flip side, which few people listen to. The flip side, Darden said, was
usually where the artist does their own personal song.
Because of that, I know I'm right about
when it came to the civil rights era, Darden says, that makes these records important artifacts because so many of the flip sides were civil rights songs that are completely unknown.
When I walk up to the judgment bar, no one will ask me what color you are.
Even for an historian of music like Dwandalyn Reese, this was a revelation.
When one level you think people are just talking about religion, and the other side, they have a message embedded in that as well. The whole idea of being a civil rights movement message in a gospel record, which is just totally blew my mind.
African-American gospel music, Darden likes to remind people, is the foundational music for most American music from the 20th century.
Every rock and roll African-American artist, every rap, every soul artist came out of the church and sang these songs.
Now the highlights of this remarkable collection are on their way to Washington, D.C. Putting this music in the Smithsonian, Reese says,
gives a forum for more people to hear this music and have access to it.
It's an important gift to the United States and to the world, she says. And more than that,
I see this as an untold story that hasn't gotten its due yet.
The Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture, including the best of the Royce Darden collection, is scheduled to open in 2015. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.
Tell me why you like Rodeville.
Lanokin, 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 Lan